potentially controversial opinion, change my mind. You ever seen that?
Yeah. With the white table.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate it so goddamn
much. I hate that they gave us anything of value, and no one has transformed it into something better. By now, I'm just
yeah.
Like, why can't we remix that shit? Like, what the fuck are we remixing Bill Withers for? You mean the original Ain't No Sunshine and remix Steven Crowder?
Damn, man. I don't know who Steven Crowder is.
Your life is better for it.
Weirdo white nationalist, that's about all you need.
Okay. All right.
If you know any more than that, you're in pain.
That sounds like it. I wouldn't be so stressed if I was...
I moved the desk a little bit to give us a little more room back here. Now that the lights are smaller, and if I were to set them up, now I know. Boom, we got room for them. So pretty soon that'll be happening. That'll be a thing we do.
Did you notice that? Did you notice the table?
I went on a fucking...
He loves that fucking light.
Oh, he went through it? Did he show you all the
fucking light? Yes.
I got to be more excited with Sheep than I was with you, because I feel like you have a base understanding, whereas to him it's magic still.
There's no electricity there. It's
warm, cold. Wow.
Warm light. Yes, it does feel warmer in here. Yes.
Oh shit.
Hey,
all right, maybe we should start this bad boy. Welcome to the downstairs.
Welcome to the downstairs.
We're here.
We are here.
Welcome, guys. It's another week.
It is.
How you guys feeling?
Fucking, once again, nervous about the vid, about the Rona, but not for any legitimate reason.
Just like a overwhelming dread and anxiety?
Yeah.
That's me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a path to the end of this thing.
Well, I've been thinking about it because I've been trying to figure that out too. Like, what are we going to do? When is someone going to come out and be like, all right, it's over? Like, I don't think anyone is, right? So it's like, I don't know, man.
What is the signifier that it's like, okay, guys, take the mask off?
I watched a video a while ago about, about the new normal as a concept, using the way that security changed after 9/11. And a lot of that stuff was touted as temporary measures until things calm down, and we're 20 years down the line, and all that shit's still there.
I think that is because white America is still vastly more afraid of brown people than they should be. And so it's, of course, they're letting all these security things still go, but they're not afraid of the coronavirus. So, that shit will die. They will get fed up. And
wear a mask, okay? Yeah. There was a study that said you should wear two masks. It's twice as effective.
Yeah, and it would be best if you had a concrete wall in front of your face. Yeah, no, but I'm not wearing two masks. That's too far.
Just double up.
But I'm about masks, bro.
Like you do your milk jug, you buy groceries.
I love masks.
I was going to say like you do your Jimmy hats, but...
Oh, shit. It's
questionable.
Oh, man. What are those? It seems like that would make noise. Just the rubber rubbing together. You ever tried that? Double bagging your dick? Why would I never try that? I don't know. But that's the conversation now.
I should have tried that. I feel like logically it makes sense, right?
Double bagging.
Well, no, because the latex will rub the latex and put a hole in the latex.
That's exactly the issue.
Kids, learn from me.
Yeah. Don't put your dick in two condoms. You're fucking them
at the same time. Over a period of time, it's okay.
Yeah.
But no, so I think masks are fire. I think we really need to continue that trend going forward. If you're sick, if you cough once this morning, throw a mask on just out of sheer courtesy. Right. Even if I don't get sick, I don't need your shit all over me. I don't need you spewing your cough juices into the fucking atmosphere everywhere you go. Throw a mask on. It's not that hard.
And then even if you're not sick, you could be like, well, I'm just going,
Yeah, your beard doesn't look great today.
This is my wind condom.
You got your mustache hair is a little off. So.
Yeah, for sure.
If you normally wear a lot of makeup and you don't feel like makeup in half your face today, you just
put a mask on.
Put it on.
There's a lot of uses for this bad boy.
Not to mention, bro. I'm like, look, OPSEC. Okay, if you're doing anything at all that is even slightly against certain people in power positions, right? it's very important that being allowed to wear masks continues. Because it's good.
I cannot tell you how pleased I was that, like, mask ordinances started getting just, like, sent out en masse, especially in places like Europe, where they're all like, yeah, we can't let you be wearing like your hijabs or your burkos or whatever the fuck.
They disguise all that as
keeps your identity hidden. It's a public security. Yeah, it's a public safety issue.
That's crazy.
Please wear a mask or we all die. Right. I am so happy that's where that's how it fucking changed.
Yeah. Damn, dude, they put back on the hijabs like fuck this shit. Gotta wear a mask and fuck this shit.
I love it. I think in the future, you know, it'll be nice to exist in a world where everyone just keeps their robot suits on all the time until you feel comfortable.
Everyone's Iron Man just walking around.
Fire, bro. Fire.
Your own air system in that bitch. You don't even have to worry about the outside.
We're going to have to get there, right? Like,
we need to.
It's trending. If you look at the environment, we're trending in that direction.
It's going to be cover your eyes. You got to keep your eyes covered.
Utah has like some of the worst air in the country because of the fucking inversion bubble, right? Mm-hmm. So if anyone gets Iron Man suits first, it should be us. For sure.
Well, damn, it'll definitely be the people who are getting millions of dollars from church money. Those Mormons.
You know what's crazy?
They'll be the first ones to get their suits.
I just saw this and it's like kind of crazy because it's one of those things that, you know, when you see like, you hear like a bank robbery story and you're like, I'm not saying I wouldn't do that. I'm saying I just know I have too many people I like in my life. Right. You know, like I can't just leave to fucking Nicaragua now, you know? But if I could, which I might be able to, depending on how much money you want to get, you know, like you start going down those paths in your mind. Well, I fucking saw that out of nowhere when these PPP loans, these private business loans for the quarantine and pandemic and whatnot came up, out of nowhere, a film company popped up in Utah with 450 employees that no one had ever heard of and accepted like $10 million in loans and then fucked off to Mexico.
What?
Yeah, they can't find the lady. They don't know. This company doesn't exist. Not a real company, but.
Damn. Yeah.
And there was a post in the Utah filmmakers like Facebook group where like people would know, you know, she did have a company. It went under. Anything like that might have happened, they would know. And like, nope, they're all like, never heard of her. Pretty like last time we tried to get a hold of her because of this, she was fucked off to Mexico.
Holy.
And bro, and I was thinking about it, but I was like, well, I didn't. I like my friends. Yeah. And I don't know if I could get away with it long enough to get to Mexico.
Whose money did she take?
You get that loan. You call my ass up. We get married and we go to Brazil. It's fine.
Is gay marriage legal in Brazil?
Probably not.
450
not with fucking Bolsonaro's president. Probably not.
These were not real employees.
350, I think.
350.
That's what they claim.
Okay, so
that's. I don't know if you know how big that company would have. This huge, right?
Yeah, that's huge.
Think of any business
it's
like 30 employees. My job. Yeah, really. I'm like thinking back on like places I've worked that, like you said, like literally have 4 or 5 employees and like multi-million dollar businesses with 4 or 5 employees. Like,
that's why they're multi-million dollar business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'd be $10 million richer.
So are these proven employees? Did she make up 350
I don't know
employees?
What, look, I wasn't.
Or did she take 350 people to Nicaragua?
I'm imagining none of them ever existed, and she took her goddamn self to Nicaragua. But I was just like, I don't know, man. That shit. It was one of those things that I'm like, I'm not above it.
She just put all her family and friends on the list of employees. Say, all right, guys, we're going to Nicaragua.
Bro, I think. Okay, look. If you're applying for a $10 million loan, I could probably find 350 people to put their name down as my employee. For like $100.
Okay, why does that not just sound like capitalism in a nutshell?
It is.
Right. She did. That's crazy. She made off with it and she, bro, we could do this. We could do this.
I know. And the thing is, like, so here's the only thing. Here's the only thing, right? Is like, I have zero doubts. I know for a fact that with you know, my resources, I could pull it off. I got a business already, a real one, that's got an established history and customers and clients that could fucking vouch for it, right?
Theoretically.
But
allegedly, my client does not.
Here's the problem, right? And we might be looking at another round of those business loans, you know what I'm saying? So, but here's why I'm willing to say this on air, because I'm not going to do this, because I do want to live in America because of cars. And I can't think of any other country where I can have cars the way you can in America. Like, even countries that built their whole culture around cars, like Japan and Australia, the reason cars became a central part of their culture is because they are, like, very strictly regulated. And so it's kind of like how punk music became huge in SLC. It's like, if you're into it, you have to be into it because it's so hammered down on, you know. It's like Australia, like, cars are 3-4 times as expensive as here, but they love them. And they're also, like, completely illegal to drive on the roads. So now you have to have, like, a trailer and trailer it to the event and, like, all this weird shit, right? Japan, you have to pay for parking. Like, you can't park your car anywhere. They don't have garages and shit. So you have to, like, pay for a spot, even if you own it, like, in the city. It's, like, weird shit like that that, like, creates those cultures. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that shit. I like America, and I like living in Nevada with 38 cars in my yard. And I can't think of any other country to do that in. So $10 million is not enough to make me leave this country. Mm-hmm. But if you know how many zeros are we, if it's 100 million, because then I could just make a new me. Yeah, I just go, plastic surgery is expensive, but it's not that expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking $100 million, put $10 million away just for parking. Fuck it, you won't notice it's gone,
bro. For real,
you won't even notice it's gone.
For real though, that's man, it's fucked up how as you get more and more rich, bro. But $10 million, like,
you that's the thing. Your ass with $1 million at that point.
Bro, well, for 100 days. Well, that's a once. Third of a year.
Just like, do it once to shit on people. You still use the money.
You know what's crazy?
Just rinse it off.
What's crazy? I thought about this when toilet paper was, like, going out of stock. And there are a lot of people, actually. Like, it's not even a rare thing these days to, like, have your money be worth so much less to you than your time that going out to buy toilet paper is not worth it. And you should just probably use your money. Like, there's a lot of, like, Bezos probably loses money if he takes 3 seconds to click buy on an Amazon toilet paper link, right? Like, it's like, bro, at a certain point, however many billions that is, we need to find out when that is that, like, your time going to the store is no longer, you've lost more money than you saved by just not using a $100 bill.
Like, he just uses the Amazon drone. You know,
watch the blades.
Go get me some tissue, bro.
Oh no, I thought you meant to wipe his ass. No, I was like,
I went in that direction first. It was a terrifying.
Damn, man, is that some kinky shit? I'm about it. No, whatever, man.
No.
Like,
no, he sends him to the store to get the tissue. God damn it, guys.
Shit, bro. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a great mood this year. I feel like Rush Limbaugh died, so
thank God.
Fuck yeah, man.
Thank God.
You know, good things
one
come
down,
to those who wait.
So many good, more to go.
Good things come to those who wait. If we just keep waiting, it's gonna happen all around us. It's wonderful. The only sad part, I wish he would have got actual COVID. Like, that would have been the best. But, you know, cancer, fine.
It's fine.
COVID would have been better, though. But, yeah,
no. Yeah.
Guys, a man died.
Rush Limbaugh. What man?
Died in his bed at what? 70 plus?
That's fine. The only sad part, bro, is that he died in a bed. Like, I'm sad about it. I wish he would have known, like, some level of just sadness and despair,
like,
in those fleeting moments.
But walking down the stairs.
Yeah, like, just some, like, you know.
Like, I wish he got the COVID vaccine,
yeah, like,
and
I
fucking
wish
got dizzy and fell
or like if a fridge fell on him, you know?
Yeah,
like,
trying to get his cereal off the top.
Yeah. Instead, his final moments were probably like, well, I'm kind of itchy. I should probably roll over. You know, I wish he would have had, like, a real, like, oh, a skateboard in my way, you know.
Like, Rush Limbaugh slipped on a skateboard and broke his neck this morning.
God, skate culture would have never contributed more to society than that. Tony Hawk would receive a standing ovation.
It was an episode of Jackass. Bam Margera was there.
God, that would be great, man. But yeah, no, so this year is already better than last year, just off the rip. We started off on an upward trajectory. Yeah, you know?
That's for sure. And it's been going up, man.
I dug in, not animal facts, but weird facts. Okay. I dug in on some weird shit yesterday. Have you ever heard of the Antikythera method? Antikythera method.
Mm-mm. The anti.
What is
or Antikythera? Antikythera mechanism.
Antikythera mechanism.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So basically, right, I'm going to set the scene. The reason it's called that and why I can just remember it is because there was an island named Kythera. And then these other island guys were like, well, that's not our island. So they named their island Antikythera. Like, they were like, it's not that one in Greece. They were like, not that one. Come to this one. So that's already, I like this story. Then a shipwreck right off the coast of Antikythera is discovered in 1900. Okay. Three divers died during recovering this shipwreck. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy who discovered it, and then two other guys later, I think.
Damn.
So already, it's better be some good shit. They one of the things they found hundreds of artifacts. Like, so much shit has come from this one Antikythera shipwreck. Antikythera. So one of the things they found is what they have described as the first, ever computer. Essentially, it's a series of gears, right? But it's designed to, like, perfectly within, like, over a course of 500 years, it will be off by one phase or something like that. Like, very, very, very nearly accurate.
Wow.
Describe the trajectory of all the planets around us, like the moon, sun, the fucking three planets in our general vicinity. But you can change it
about this.
Like, you can tell it what to track and shit. Like, that's what makes it a computer.
Right.
So, like, it has, like, sliding timing gears and stuff, all this crazy mechanisms. And it's so advanced that they have found nothing that humanity invented for 1,400 years after this mechanism, which was invented in, like, four. Like, the year four.
As accurate and as advanced as this, haven't found anything.
We couldn't find anything more advanced than this for 1,400 years. But here's the trick.
Okay.
There's no, like, mistakes on the machine or, like, problems with it, right? So they know there must be other stuff out there that this person or group
it right now?
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So they know that this person or group must have, like, made other versions of this to have, like, to iterations, you know, to get to one. So they only found one. It lasted fucking 74 years before they even figured out what it did. Like, some researcher, 74 years after it was found, figured out what it was for, and then mysteriously died 9 years later.
Jesus, this thing is huge.
Bro.
Or is it? I don't know the scale.
It's like 30 gears.
Part of the reason why it took them so long to figure out what exactly it was for was because they literally couldn't make anything out on it. But once the technology was in place to actually, like, X-ray it.
Yeah. Bro, and it's crazy because they believe that people who were using this machine thought they were telling the future because it's got, like, horoscope information, and, like, they think that was its purpose. It's basically a very, very fancy way of predicting, like, your horoscope, like, your future, divining your future.
Yeah.
They assume there's, like, theories everywhere because, like, this is all fucking completely imaginated, and then they try to, like, find out whether that's the truth, you know?
Yeah, conjecture.
Yeah, it's imaginated. So so they assume or think that it was, like, on a boat to be shown to Julius Caesar, and the boat sank off the coast of Antikythera. Because there's so many artifacts from this one wreck and stuff that they assume it must have been, like, you know, here are our greatest contributions to you from someone.
Put them all on one ship, and then the ship fucking sank. Lost. Yeah.
Damn.
And it's just crazy. It's like insane to think that, like, 1,400 years, like, some guy or some team made something so advanced that fucking thousands of years later, they hadn't made anything better. And then he had to die knowing that, like, his invention was that great and that it was at the bottom of a fucking ocean.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's just like crazy. I don't know, man. I can't. It's like, imagine. My antithetical imagine you mechanism. Fucking. You invent teleportation. <It's sinking. laughs> You invent teleportation, like something so fucking advanced.
You put it on a truck.
Put it on a truck. And then the problem is, but you have to, you know, take yourself back. So imagine there's no internet or any way to communicate. So you make this thing, and it's like your greatest thing. And you're like, I'm going to show the leaders of our fucking world. I'm going to show the scientists. They're gonna have this technology. It's so advanced. And it fucking breaks on the way. It crashes the truck. Gosh. Burns. No one can figure out what the fuck it did for 47 years after finding it, which was fucking 2,000 years after it was fucking made. Like, right. It's like, oh my god, bro, so cool. And also like what made that guy so smart,
right?
Like,
there's,
you know what I mean, like, what the fuck were the rest of them doing? Like,
get out of here. I'm creating my anti-Kithra mechanism.
This fucking thing is like a real life SCP object, which is honestly the coolest thing about it. But There's a really old television series called The Western Tradition on PBS or something like that. And it was just a lecturer talking about essentially the history of like Europe and like offshoots of like I don't want to say European culture, but like that, but essentially European culture, like and moving around everywhere. And he, during the segment where he's talking about Rome, he posits that like everything is in place during this time period for these incredible advances to start happening, but it doesn't for various reasons.
Like,
I think
the Industrial Revolution type stuff, or
no, like this is like 500 BC to 500 AD. This is Rome.
That's right. What I'm saying. Like, things were in place for them to have the Industrial Revolution.
I gotcha. Something like that, yeah. Mm. I remember one of the things that he pointed at was, I think it was a fountain whose structure and the mechanics of how it works could have been applied to, like, multiple other, like multiple other aspects of mechanics, right? But they didn't do it. And this came out in like the 90s. So like part of what he posits is that like Roman culture had like degenerated at this point. So like nobody was like, you know, they were just going to use it for like big parties and stuff like that. I don't
know.
yeah. It's from the 90s. It's a good series, but you know, all the problems come with it. But yeah, I mean, this right here, like, to me, it's like, that actually kind of makes sense, right? Like, because from what I understand, they had the ability to do that.
Yeah.
And just for some reason.
Bro, the amount of money it would have taken to
restructure the city.
Bro, because think about this. How smart was that dude, or team of dudes, probably? Like, how much money would it take in materials? And also, how much would you have to pay them so that they can dedicate 20 years to doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, these processes are so fucking expensive. But then, you know, nowadays, you just fucking some guy in a basement programming a computer to be smarter than it was yesterday. It's like it's crazy. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no.
It's just crazy. I don't know. To me, the thing that was so exciting about it was the fact just thinking about this fucking genius or group of geniuses that, like, did something so far ahead of their time, and then we didn't find out.
Right, and like, still kind of don't know what.
Like, for thousands of years, we thought, well, you know, computer, what's that even? Like, an abacus? Because we hadn't even invented actual computers in, like, their full current form yet when so they found that.
They don't even know what the. This is a.
Yeah, like, technically a slide ruler is a computer, like, obviously. Right. But, like, you know what I mean? And they hadn't fucking.
Calculator. They probably called it a calculator.
Bro, it's fucking insane. I don't know. They probably thought it was like a really fancy watch or something like that. Because that's kind of what it looks like when you look at it. It's like a watch mechanism.
Got a wheel on it.
The only difference is it is a watch, just one that you can program and receive an answer from, which is just fucking mind-boggling. Yeah, like, already fucking crazy.
Wow.
In fucking four.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, you got some cows? Yeah, let me figure out how many cows are going to come next spring. 27 cows, my calculations say. Like, it's like, what the fuck were they doing with it? Yeah. What were they using it for?
I don't know. There was probably
what it was seems probably like is it was a like a calendar.
I don't know. Maybe it was more spiritual. Like, maybe there was a diviner who read it.
It had to be people. Right. Like, it had to be right.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the average person could have like used and understood something like this if they didn't invent anything for hundreds of years after.
I don't know. Like, if you the Wikipedia article anyway implies that like the closest description that they have to it, apart from an analog computer, is an orrery, which is
orrery,
O-R-R-E-Y.
Orrery.
Yeah, it's essentially like a I was gonna say astrolabe, but that's not what it is. It's a model of the solar system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have it set up correctly, then like, you know, you turn a fucking crank and everything will move in a relationship to each other that's approximately equal, but, you know, obviously pared down a huge amount. So, like, in my mind, probably didn't need a diviner to read it, right? Mm. Like, they probably just needed somebody who knew how it worked.
Well, my only instructions are written on it, which is also cool.
That's part of how they figured out, like, what it did. Once they could x-ray the shit.
Like, you know how you turn on a CNC machine and it's like, home the machine. It had one of those on that bitch.
Well, holy shit, that's good. Yeah. it's the button. The instructions is right here. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. And then also it's the thing of like, a lot of people could have known how to use it, but not understood how it worked. Like computers. Yeah. Like, even the people who understand how computers work don't understand how computers work. Like, okay, you built a computer at home. You know it's got a CPU, GPU, power supply, blah, blah, blah. But what's a CPU? Can you make one?
Yeah. You know, just pick it up. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah,
you
exactly. It's like, so there's levels the to this shit, you know?
But there's a guy who designed that.
And there's a guy who could make one in his basement right now, somewhere in the world, you know, like, who understands them so well he could make an analog CPU right now somehow. Like,
motherfuckers do that shit in Minecraft.
For sure. It's like, fuck, man. I don't know. I just thought, I found it, like, disproportionately interesting for what it really is, which is a bunch of gears and shit, you know?
Dude, fuck that. What it really is a real-life fucking SCP.
I just like to think of, like, for those listening, please explain an SCP.
Honestly, it should probably just be cut because it's completely pointless. But like, SCP stands for Secure, Contain, Protect. There's a wiki online. It's scpwiki.net, I think. And all it is literally is a collection of creepypastas, I should say, that are written in the form of like bureaucratic documents about these objects. That's it. So it's like, they're really good.
There's been an incident at Area 17. We need to contain, like,
It's stuff like that. I thoroughly enjoy it, but this, like, this Wikipedia article has all of the hallmarks of it, apart from like the redactions and like content deleted.
I know. I was reading it. And it did kind of sound like a weird conspiracy theory. No one could do anything like this for 1,400 years after. Like, I'm like, yeah, right.
You don't know
everything. but people do. It's their job.
George Washington Carver.
That's the thing. That's what's so weird. It's so weird how, like, I don't know, man. I just think about it a lot. Like, everyone has a basic understanding of, like, what a human is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at, like, some people are archaeologists and, like, have a fundamentally different understanding of, like, human society as a whole than, like, you know, someone who maybe knows a lot about muscles, but not a lot about how society fucking ebbs and flows over hundreds of years.
Both
of those people know a different amount about humanity than, like, the average person. Like, it's just weird to think about.
A psychiatrist who fucking sees people all the time and knows, you know, the inner workings of how people's mind work.
And give him an anti-kithera mechanism and be like, hey, figure this shit out, bro. You know people. Know people so well. Figure out how they made this.
Well, the instructions is right here. I could just...
He said, well, the sun, you know, with the moon.
Damn,
I just think about that. It's like weird. It's weird how how far down some branches we've gotten with like knowledge. It's mm-hmm. just, it's just cool, you know.
Yep.
We should move on unless you guys have more to talk about concerning this machine. But this is apparently a hypothetical sketch of what its interior looked like.
I got so deep into that shit. Have you seen the recreations and stuff? There's like moving recreations, and you're like, mm-hmm. it's so fucking cool, man.
Jesus Christ.
That's like,
I don't know. That's some shit. I feel like, you know, when you, I'm going to cut all this out of the podcast, but I think the reason it's so inspiring is almost in the same way that when you hear about like ancient peoples like braving the fucking ocean to find a new island because they ran out of resources. Like just that like humanity changing ingenuity is like so good. Like so fucking inspiring. It sounds like some weird fanfic though. Like they made this mechanism.
like fucking like creator unknown.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking we can't trace this back to anybody.
Jesus. We have some hypotheses. Jacques Cousteau was interested in it when he was alive. Like, it's just like...
Jesus.
Yeah, it's weird. And what's crazy is I found it because someone in an offshoot comment was like, someone was like, oh, you know, I added variable valve timing to my Miata. And it's like a interesting mechanism where based on the position of the piston in its rotation, you can change the amount of fuel and air dynamically as it moves up and down, depending on what number of revolutions per minute and depending on your throttle. It's so advanced, right?
Oh, my God.
And like way more advanced than shit that was in the 90s. But even that is advanced, right? So anyways, they made a post about this, and it's like very advanced stuff that only a few people understand, really, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And someone in this group of people that understand this and do this shit daily is like, you know, if you want to like look into something interesting, the first example of variable timing like this was actually the Antikythera mechanism. Mm. And it's because that's how it computed, is you could like slide these gears through different ranges of motion and it would change the ratio actively as you did it somehow. It's like the weirdest. And so I started looking at that, like, how, what the fuck, like four, you talking four, like
yeah,
four.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
I was like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah. And it made the Miata seem simple by comparison. Like, did you build it with rocks?
Yeah,
because I built my computer with rocks.
That you did.
It works.
I just feel like sometimes like maybe all of humanity is wrong, and that should be a thing we do, right? Like, wouldn't it be cool though? Wouldn't it be cool though? Think about this, right? I'm gonna go out on a limb. This is all getting cut. It's weird, and it's weird. I know, but like, bro, imagine how cool it would be if, like, on your deathbed, at your funeral, even they like said, "Here is John. John's life creation was this." And they display whatever you made, and you got to spend your whole life making this thing in the background of everything you did. Mm-hmm. And that was just how humanity judged you as a person. Like, your fucking, you know, magnum opus. Imagine that was like a thing again. Because I feel like it was for all these people throughout history. But then I'm like, well, that's because those are the only people we remember. The mm-hmm. people that did that shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, man, wouldn't it be cool though, you know? Like, what if you had a magnum opus, no pressure to finish it at any point while you're alive? Right? Like, you could just keep perfecting it every day for the rest of your life. That's so powerful to be like, I don't know. It just makes me excited. I hope when I die, they present one of my cars as my magnum opus. And then, like, I don't have to worry about finishing it until I'm fucking dead, you know? It's so cool. I don't know. It's so exciting.
Yeah. That, I mean, maybe...
And if I invent technology no one invents for 1,400 years after my death, then, mm-hmm. like, that deserves to be a magnum opus, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
I can have a magnum opus comedy set. I want the perfect comedy set. All perfect jokes. The best one.
They hold it up. And other comedians can learn from it and study from it to make theirs. Like that. If we viewed art that way instead of viewing it as like a commodity because of capitalism, then like it would be really cool. Like,
right.
You could make crazy shit if you weren't worried about the cost invested into it versus how much you could sell it for. Like, it's just cool, you know? Which is what YouTube is giving us, honestly.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit that's in history forever.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I can build whatever car because I'm monetizing YouTube and not the car.
Right.
So it can cost however much it needs to. As long as I can make episodes about it, we're good.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's super interesting. That's why that shit was, like, I was up at 4 a.m, like, hey, babe. She's like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep.
But these gears.
But you don't understand. That's the 30 gears. 30 gears. We can hand to Kethero.
A rabbit hole you will go down.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know. If that type of shit was more prevalent, I would be more into mechanical engineering because I feel like that's what it is. But then you get into mechanical engineering and it's like, well, design this coffee maker, bitch.
I fucking like studying biomechanics and wanting to get into biomechanics like as a field. Ergonomics is a huge part of that, and it sounds like it would be super interesting until it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so I went out last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to the bar.
Where'd you go?
Went to Johnny's, man. I like going to Johnny's, because especially on Saturday.
Yeah, I like Johnny's.
Because it's going to, it goes down on Saturday. It's always packed. There's always people.
It's surprisingly busy in Johnny's for like how small the club is. You know.
Yes, it is. But people love that place. It's nice. People love the guys who work there, the bartenders and stuff. Everybody loves those guys. So, but I was there and I literally talked to every single person in there and told them to come to my show.
That's fine.
So, I've been working hard, man.
Do you have positive feelings about the end result?
Oh, yeah. I know that at this point I am up to about 60 pre-sales as far as Keith told me so far.
And he was at 16 like a couple weeks ago, which lit a fire under his ass, which is fucking nice.
Actually, I think that was last week, man.
I didn't want to say like a couple of days ago, but that's what it felt like to me. So I was like,
yeah, no, but yeah, I've hit the ground running after that. I changed my tactics. Yeah. So it's been going good. I'm feeling good about the audience that's going to be there, especially with the time I have left. On this earth. I'm going to make sure.
The show is your magnum opus.
This is my magnum opus.
The show will happen at your funeral, and it will be evidence of your greatness.
As soon as they all clap and bow at the end, my heart will stop. No, but yeah, man, I'm so excited about doing this, man. I can't wait to do that.
I'm excited.
You know, now, so
I got to say, I'm happy to hear that. Because, like, when you guys were talking about getting more of these pre-sales, there were kind of, like, two, not necessarily competing, but definitely two, like, train modes of thought about how to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything that's been going on, like, in the background, because I only get these, like, weekly updates, essentially, on how it's going. But it sounds like you sticking to your guns on, like, you know, go out there, meet people face to face, and like, you know, get an individual to come to your show is working.
You just got to do that 100 times.
Yeah, you got to do that 100,000 times.
If that sentiment and mean the exact opposite, it's correct. So what worked is doing that online.
Okay.
Yeah. So
doing it online works, but better.
But here's the thing, though. In person still works. And if you're tired of doing it online, or if you've exhausted your friends list, then in person is the next, you know, chain down. But bro, I feel like fucking the coach of the fucking Broncos during the Super Bowl right now, where like, I'm like, you're John Elway in it. You know, you're the guy right there that everyone's looking at to make the mistakes. But I'm the one that told you like, hey, go left instead of right. And you're like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I feel like yeah, let's figure. And then you go left and it fucking works. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking like, victory is like, I feel like that's what we're at. We're like getting to that. We're in the fucking end zone, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel great that my plan worked. Also, if you had asked me a week ago, I would have been way less sure about this working, you know? So I'm glad that we're having this like learning experience, you know?
For sure.
I think that's the most valuable thing.
Hey, listen, man.
About all this shit, bro.
Some bad women in that bar last night.
And now you got an excuse to talk to them.
Are you thinking about rescinding your previous?
No, I'm not. Edict. Listen, no,
I was told him what would happen if I caught.
I was there for work, okay, and it was crazy. I was getting girls who, I could have said anything to some of these girls. But I didn't, sheep.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I invited them to my show.
Are you going out again tonight?
Because
the reason I say is D&D might not last as long this time around.
I probably will.
Yeah. If you are, like, we'll figure it out because, D&D might not last as long.
Mm-hmm. But come with me, man.
I'm excited because it's so much more fun to walk up to people, just random people, with a very clear thing that is not for you.
Right.
And just throw it at them and see how they react. It's so fun. Hey, what are you doing on the 28th? Because what are they going to reject? Me? Nope. They're rejecting the show, and I can feel comfort in that. Right.
That's how I feel, too. It's a shield, you know? It's a opener. I could just walk up to you. I'm not trying to get anything from you. I don't want you pussy or nothing. I just want
to... I mean, I'm trying to get that pre-sale money.
Trying to get you to buy these tickets. You got Instagram. No, yeah. That's how I judge it, is my growth in followers. I know that, you know, half of them aren't going to buy tickets.
Bro, I think once this show is over and we can actually get a game plan and we start putting out, you know, 2 YouTube videos every single week, you'll see, like, just the power in that locomotion, like, in that momentum, just, like, in the background all the time, constantly building, like, rolling down the hill. And then every time you go to do a show, that you can pull from that base and like, oh my God, man, that's what I'm
trying to do, is build an audience. I was talking to Kevin Davis about this. Like, I'm casting a wide net, but I'm using a very particular hook.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what
that's,
I mean?
That's really the thing.
And I like that because I don't want, if you're going to be offended by this hook that I'm throwing,
but I'm white.
Yeah. But I'm white. I hate that response to that, man. That's so crazy. But I'm white. Why would I? I'm inviting you. I'm talking to you. Just
you should just say, oh, shit, my bad.
Oops. And then, you know, that's so fucking funny. No, man, but yeah, man. It's just going to be fun as fuck. But
yeah.
I don't know. Has anything happened? What's going on? Where's the stimulus checks? What's going on?
Where's my 2000 bro. scratch 1400.
Man, I just like, I'm waiting for these tax returns, I'm waiting for the stimulus check, like it's all just like looming, and I'm like the least anxious person I know. The only time I get anxious is when anything good's about to happen and it's not like a for sure thing, and the only answer is to wait. Because then it's like, I can't even make this happen. I can't even force the hand. Like,
right. Go down just, to the government and be like, hey, can I get my... Yeah.
I'm not really anxious about downtrends. Mm-hmm. If something's going to get fucked up, I'm usually like, well, fuck it. Yeah. But if something's going to get better in the next week, I get so like, fuck, can't sleep. Like, ooh, I can't wait.
What am I
going
to do?
Ooh, it's going to be so good, you know? Yeah, like, fuck, that's where I'm at right now.
You spent the money in your head.
No. I'm like, man, I hate this computer part bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking... parts are 2-3 times more expensive than they need to be. And there's, I can wait X amount of days, right? Like, X is shrinking. I'm getting more and more annoyed with this bullshit. But I'm like, listen here, scalpers, you're not beating me. I will wait longer than you will. Like, it just sucks, man. It's like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm about to fucking write up a bot. Like, for real. I'm serious.
Join
though.
The
yeah.
About join to write, the evil empire
and have it go buy me one, because I'm done with this shit,
just
bro.
As soon as you can, as soon as it's available. Fuck,
bro.
Damn, man.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Car companies are shutting down. Fucking, like, all kinds of shit is hitting the fan because computers aren't available.
Right, and all That's of crazy. This shit is slowing down because COVID. And what are we gonna do about that? Is that gonna be over? What's gonna happen with COVID, man?
I heard supposedly that SLCC is looking at doing probably not summer semester, but the semester after that, basically back to normal. That's what they're aiming for.
I feel like normal with masks would actually still be okay, as long as they actually mandated masks. Like, if you're going to do it, you know.
Right.
But I feel like normal with masks would probably, it's probably going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully the mask thing stays around as long as possible.
And distancing.
Bro, I'm trying to. Distancing is fire. Stay the fuck away from me, bro. Like, I don't like you. Distancing. Like,
please.
God, I don't even like people I like getting that close to me. Stay the fuck back, bro.
yeah, I need to be at least arm's length away from everybody at all times. They need to fucking put us in, put that plexiglass between everything. You should be amazed.
So what you're hearing now is just dissociation and social issues.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really want masks to go away, and I want people to not care about social distance.
God damn.
I love masks. There's so many benefits that outweigh the one negative, which is that, it gives police a reason to harass people who are otherwise law-abiding citizens based on a made-up-ass rule that you have to wear a mask, which is the one downside. But it also frees up a lot of police who would have been harassing people for wearing a mask before that now can't.
Yeah.
And that I like. So it's like when you go to a protest and you're wearing a mask, now you have a fucking excuse. I like that. I like that because it's better for everyone involved. But yeah, I don't know, man.
So Texas is cold.
I hear it's a little nippy. Yeah. Hey, a little nippy down there for most Texans.
Yeah.
Barring those that can't afford to fly to Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's just going back where his family came from. So Republican he is, and then...
Bro, the thing that...
Right to the plate. Okay. Went right over that border, didn't he?
What kills me is it's not the fact. Like, because the fact is... What is he supposed to do? Fucking walk down to the corner and like hand out electricity? Obviously, we know that, but it's still disrespectful as shit to just hop on a private jet and dip.
Yeah,
like it's just the meaning of it is so fucking so Republican.
Ostensibly, like, bro. Right, like if he had flown to like D.C., right, exactly. Nobody would have fucking batted an eyelash because that's what he fucking does.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But you can like. You can intuit, or at least hopefully, like you can assume that if he flies up to DC, he's going there for work, right?
Like, in a perfect,
like perfect time for a vacation.
In a perfect world, I wish that if he wasn't a Republican, basically, I wish that we could assume, you know, he's going to Mexico because Texaco's right on the Mexico border, and they may be able to offer aid in some way. In a perfect world where all the countries are not separate countries and actually work together for the betterment of humanity, that would be the perfect. Thing to do.
That's to go to Mexico.
It's better than going to DC because Mexico's right here and it's a whole country with a lot of resources to help you during this time of need. And that's socialism and that's wonderful. But it's socialism, goddammit. And they won't let that happen. That's the thing, man. It's like, bro, she probably hasn't seen it, but I know you probably have. But did you see the ex-governor of I can't remember the name of the city. It's like it's a city named after a different place. So let me Google it. I'm gonna cut all this out.
Is this the dude who is all like, "You lazy fucking Texans"?
I got it right here. Yeah. The Texas mayor quit after saying residents are lazy and admits outrage.
There's a lot of shit out there.
Boil your water because the pipes have been fucking contaminated before you drink any of it. You lazy Texans.
Colorado City Mayor. He's the Colorado City Mayor, Tim Boyd.
He announced his
resignation Tuesday after he received backlash for his long Facebook rant. No one owes your family anything, nor is it the local government responsibility to support you during trying times like this. Sink or swim, it's your choice, he wrote. The city and county, along with power providers or any other services, owe you nothing. If you have no water, you deal without. Wait, if you. Oh, he broke it up. You deal without and think outside of the box to survive and supply water to your family, he added. If you were sitting at home in the cold because you have no power and are sitting there waiting for someone to come rescue you because you're lazy, is the direct result of your raising.
Says the man paid by the government.
Am I sorry that I've been dealing without electricity and water? Yes, but I'll be damned if I'm going to provide for anyone that is capable of doing it themselves, boy continued in the post. Bottom line, quit crying and looking for a handout. Get off your ass and take care of your own family. Later in a separate post.
The separate post made me
laugh. Boy, apologize.
It's like this.
And he was quitting his job as mayor and he won't be running for re-election.
It's great. It's like all of those fucking...
I would never want to hurt the elderly. or anyone that is in true need of help to be left to fend for themselves, the former mayor wrote. I was only making the statement that those folks are too lazy to get up and fend for themselves, but are capable.
I want to apologize, except not.
Should not be dealt a handout. And apologize for the wording of some of the phrases that were used.
Hey guys, let's make all of these end life quote. Necessary services interconnected and completely and things that people absolutely have to depend on. Let's make it mandatory to live in this society that you are dependent on these services.
And then privatize them, deregulate them, and let them go down during a natural disaster.
And if you can't get them, it's your own fault. It's because you're lazy.
Oh, man, I saw the funniest.
I want to drop this dude in the fucking Florida swamp 100 miles away from anybody.
I don't know. There's
no infrastructure for this out there in Texas. They don't have snow plows. They don't have anything like that. Like, it would snow very rarely and less than an inch. Mm-hmm. The post office is closed. You can't go to school. Nothing like that because the streets got snow on it. We don't want anybody fucked up.
That's an actual. I got that myself. Okay, that's my friends list. Uh-huh. He's not reading it out loud, so
Shall I read it out loud?
Yeah, that's why I gave it to you.
This is a tweet, right?
Facebook post.
Facebook post.
That's how off the internet sheep is.
Yeah. Okay. Recent events. What is this? Is that MySpace?
It's the Grandma Vine.
Recent events have really laid bare the inadequacy of our critical infrastructure. Texas's power crisis amid sub-freezing temperatures is just the most recent. What the fuck are we paying taxes for? And then he responds.
That's original poster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the original poster.
A friend of mine.
The response, this is exactly why socialism doesn't work. I bet if power was provided by the private sector, this wouldn't be as serious as it's become.
God, bro, like, I just sat and stared at how beautiful that is. Like, how beautiful that is, you know? Like, the fact that it is.
It's just a thing.
It is. He's literally 180 degrees off of what actually happened. Like, it's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful.
The confidence, man.
Oh, I know. It's just I just loved it, bro.
Going nuclear.
I love
my
it.
Opinion.
Bro, okay, that part. Okay, yeah, we need to start going nuclear. Because you know what's worse than an infrastructure failure with electricity being provided by the wind and sun? Fucking nuclear. Let's have an infrastructure failure there. Oh, yeah, a train crashed and now half the population is dead. So the next half of the population will be fucking destroyed for 100 years after this because of a nuclear accident. Yeah, Chernobyl. Infrastructure failure. Let's add snow on top of that bitch. Like, goddamn, man, the fucking hubris.
That's fucking crazy. The confidence.
Bro, I loved it. I loved it. But no, okay, so... This brings me to, you know, like let's go back to the original topic. I think a lot of like the sentiment is like what you said, like, you know, Texas wasn't ready for this because it doesn't snow down there, and then as a result, like, they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have snow plows, people don't have snow shovels. There's no reason to, no need to. The Walmarts down there don't even carry snow shovels, right. Like, not even a thing. Which, like, obviously explains why something like this would affect them terribly, right? But I find it very, very ironic that those exact same people also blame the individual who's not prepared while simultaneously letting off the government that's not prepared, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, that guy is like, you need to provide for your family. It's not the government's fault. They weren't prepared. Yeah. Like, what? What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing.
We got rice stocked up. We got all kind of stuff stocked up. Y'all should have been ready.
Bro, and then, okay, like, this was one thing I thought was really interesting. So, TJ, for those unaware, TJ appeared on another podcast. And one of the comments that was made, it piqued my interest.
Okay.
When they talked about this exact topic, one of the people said, well, you know, like, this is just, it's a cultural thing, basically. This is, white people do this. This is a thing that their culture does. And
they
I think
know to be prepared.
Yeah, that was his sentiment. And he did not, he said it a little rougher than
These
that.
These are all black people.
But, and people took it, with some raised eyebrows, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I think there's a valid sentiment in that, and what it is in order to prepare for something like this, you by definition have to have a surplus,
right,
to begin with. Like, there's no otherwise,
or you need to have the means to create a surplus.
Yes. Exactly, yeah. So like, that's a very important thing that I think, like, not Democrats, but, you know, people on the left side of the spectrum need to think about when they start criticizing the failures of the government. They, I feel, need to actually be cognizant and just, like, conscious of the fact that, like, the government has that surplus, and therefore you can criticize them for this failure. But a lot of people down south, it's not their fault. They could not, if they wanted to, have a surplus.
Right.
Like, the government did that to them. You we're on their side. There, yeah.
Especially down there.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know, look, they made their bed, let them lie in it to the government. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Fuck them. I hope every politician who says some dumb shit like that gets fired.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Because that is anti-people. It's the wrong direction. Blame the government for this failing because it's their fucking fault. Blame the private providers of essential life services because Texas did that. Like, as a whole, Texas deregulated their fucking power grid because they thought the private sector could provide better. This is what you get.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like when Trump got elected and, like, he would do some dumb shit. There's a difference between saying, well, shit, this is what we get as America. This is what we get because it's true.
It is.
Also, you can acknowledge that, like, half the country fucking hated him. So, like, to me, we need a little more of that in the way that, like, Twitter specifically, but all of the internet is reacting to this Texas shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people are like, well, you know, if they, it's just a little snow. If they can't handle it, fuck them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but, I mean, the government did that to them. They didn't, like, yeah, they voted and shit, but, like, okay, well, gerrymandering.
Right.
Know? Like, there's a million reasons you could think of why that's not enough reason to discount people as a whole. Like, the...
Yeah, I feel like we need to direct our energy towards the people more as the government. We're not the government, of course.
More than the government.
But yeah, they like that needs to be the direction, man. Why the fuck isn't Bernie? Where's Bernie Sanders? Where's Andrew Yang? Do you guys think that that we're fucked when it comes to our world in the next 100 years?
Think about that. We're gone. The Antikythera mechanism.
Okay.
Somebody hundreds of thousands of years from now is gonna unearth this room and see these three individuals sitting in this situation.
We're just gonna be like this.
Well,
frozen in time.
That's my thing, you know.
We fossilized.
No matter what happens, give it 2,000 years and shit'll work out one way or the other.
That's know? Fair.
Like, we invented computers. Look, we invented computers. It just took 1,400 years of waiting for the setback to be rectified.
Yeah. You know, like,
but we did it, you know.
Back when I was a kid, though, polar bears were white. Like, yellow now.
Jaundice.
The smog.
Fucking the smog scrawny. Got to them.
Damn, man. It's over, man. We're going to be... It's 100 years tops.
It's... I was thinking about this, like... in the dance class that I was in a couple of weeks ago, there was somebody from Boston who came in and complained to her friends there that, like, you know, things in Boston are not great. And her chief complaint was that, like, yeah, I mean, like, the shutdown and the masks makes, like, owning a business really difficult. And, like, you know, I really wish they would care about the people that live there, right? And just, like, in that moment, kind of, like, crystallizes the idea that, like, you're literally saying that, like, in this situation, which, granted, is not the normal situation, but in the situation that we live in right now, there are competing values between the system that, like, governs how normal people live and a virus that will kill them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, like, they're at cross purposes. Maybe not completely, like, exclusive from each other, but, like, in order for one of them to survive, they have to operate in a way that is detrimental to the other, right?
Okay.
And, like...
I was gonna bring that up. I think people forget that, like, we don't have to live in a society. We live in a society. Because it's better for humans. Like, we did this to avoid all this fucking natural selection bullshit. Yeah.
Right. And it occurs to me that if the system that we live under actually can't function, if you know, human life is being pulled at cross purposes to it, which is a very tautological thing to say. Obviously, it can't. But, like, if that's the way that it, like, if that's the way that it works right now, like, how do we guarantee survival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if coronavirus was fucking 30% fatal,
ooh,
right? Like, and we're in a situation where it's like, either 30% of the population dies, or the fabric that, like, the society is built on top of stays intact. Like, how do you actually, like, make any kind of, like, a positive prediction for the future?
You can't.
Right?
This is what I say. I don't think you can.
I think if it was 30% fatal, a lot of the problems we've been having would come out in the wash.
Motherfucker, if it actually was like a broadly painted shit, I would 100% agree with you. But you know that the 30% of the people who are going to die are going to come from a particular social class, and it's not the ones that should probably deserve.
I know.
This was recorded, so I do need to clarify for people who are listening via audio and do not have social cues, like visual cues. What I really meant was, if it were 30% fatal, people would take it more seriously, and then, therefore, as a result, we wouldn't be in this weird fucking halfway quarantine for years and years. It would have just been dealt with immediately, mm-hmm. because it's 30% fatal, and no one can deny, hopefully, that that's fatal enough to fucking take it seriously. The problem is because it's like, well, it only kills 1 in 100 people, and there's only 7 billion people in the world, so, well, is that a couple million people dying? Who cares? It's like, yeah, it's that logic that, like, is creating this. So the joke was, haha, genocide, but that's not what I meant. I was making a joke. I've done that a couple times in this episode, and those are probably all going to get edited now.
This one's yours, man.
Yep.
This one's yours. Mine was last episode.
What are you, gay? I've said some questionable remarks.
That is still the funniest shit.
That's so really good.
Funny, man. Really good. You know, man, I don't know. I just think, yeah, that's a lot of our problem is that people don't see how it affects them. And then by the time they did have 3 people near them that died from it, they realized, well, you know, it's already been 2 years and I'm tired of dealing with it anyways. Like, yeah. It's like the cost just kept going up, but the, like, cost to them kept going up too. So we're still at an impasse.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was just like, rah! And they would have been like, oh, yeah, no, it's easier to just stay inside. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm not hopeful at all. I'm just going to say, I don't think we're, like, there's ever going to be a definitive COVID is over day, you know? I feel like it's going
to
be like, oh, well, you know, half of us are vaccinated, so we can open up, and then there's going to be a fucking political debate about whether the fucking COVID is gone or not.
Oh. Dude, imagine the imagine the connotations of being all like, if you aren't vaccinated, you can't come and shop here. You need fucking proof that you've been vaccinated and come
crazy.
Shop here.
I don't know why that sounds so crazy, because kids can't go to school if they're not vaccinated for a fucking reason. Like, we decided this hundreds of years ago, actually.
That's
like,
yeah.
I don't understand why it's a debate. I don't understand, you know, like, it's not a debate. We've decided this. No kid wants to get vaccinated. No parent wants to deal with their kid getting vaccinated.
Right. But if I was a parent, I would absolutely want to deal with my kid getting
vaccinated. Well, no, the shit, though. Like, the fucking, now I got to go to the fucking hospital and schedule it. No, it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we all acknowledge it sucks. But there's a cost and that you pay when you don't do this shit. And we've all acknowledged as a society, it's like, well, you know, there's kids who can't get vaccinated. Full-grown adults who cannot get vaccinated. Because they have other issues. We've decided this, bro.
Vaccinations is important, like, especially when it comes to the ones that the tried and true ones, you know, the ones we've been using.
When literally anyone possible.
Let's not bring polio back.
I am gonna say this, though. This one came out really fast.
Compared to what?
Compared to the last fastest vaccine, which was like 4 years.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why did this one come out fast? Is it because it's 2021 and we have the technology to do that, and that's, we're not fighting polio in 1903 or whatever?
That's true, but and I agree that it should be taken. I'm not saying don't take the vaccine. Yeah. But I also understand people's reservations and hesitations.
See, I think that reservation is manufactured. Who told you it's fast? Who told you what the timeline for a vaccine is? You know what I mean? And then, like, that's what do they gain by making you think that this is like, oh, the Democrats pushed this out way too fast, even though, like, Trump was in office when it happened, which, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the narrative, though. That's the narrative is, like, these Democrats want to lock us down, and they pushed this vaccine out because it's bad for you, but we can't prove how or anything, but it might be. You don't know. It's tinfoil hat shit, bro. Like,
it is tinfoil hat shit, but it's one of the ones that I can get why people are fucking worried about this.
I have a cousin whose profession is in, like, public health.
Interesting.
And she, while she did say that she was in line for the vaccine and was going to take it, she also expressed some concern over the amount of time that it took for it to get for it to be, like, declared viable. Mm. And I mean, for me, the bottom line is always, like, circumstance. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like this is not happening in a vacuum, as much as you might want it to be as a scientist, as much as you might want it to be happening in a vacuum, it's not. But, like, her like point was literally, it came out really quickly. Most other vaccines take, like, you know, more than a year before they're, like, declared viable. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, side effects, like, are entirely possible. Mm-hmm. And she didn't cite this, but somebody else who had, like, the same feelings cited a particular vaccine which had a chance to cause blindness.
Mm-hmm.
And while, like I said, not happening in a vacuum, there are things that are, you know, things that are different for the vaccines that you're pointing to that are not the same for this particular vaccine. I can understand why people who, like, have that kind of mindset would feel
wrapped
that way.
Up in that.
But here's like,
so the mandate my question, thing I guess. Feels weird when it comes to, like, you know, you must be vaccinated in order to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels weird because I get that there's a lot of people who are, like,
it only feels weird because it's not, like, it can't be globally applied for, like, no cost.
Right.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, that is a valid concern, obviously. And I don't want people listening to take away that I don't know those things and think those things. But it's sort of like, to me, when cars were invented and they were like, this is too fucking dangerous. We're going too fast. People can't go that fast. It's like, okay.
When television was invented, well, you're going to run any, oh my God. Yeah,
any large societal change enacted on the whole world at once. Like, if they mandated no more horses on the road from day one, it would have been scary. But now, if you take a horse on the road, you're fucking crazy. You know, like, but, like, I understand that, like, humans just react that way. Like, I get the
miles an hour.
I get the natural.
I'm filming a little Nas X video. Get out of my way.
I understand that society just reacts that way. Knee jerk is the word because it is what it is, you know. But what I'm saying is, like, it's also, like, like, even you saying, like, in passing that, like, a vaccine once caused blindness once, already there are, like, specific groups and people who will then write a news article, some vaccines cause blindness, and then that means something entirely different. And that's my problem, is I'm seeing that everywhere. And I'm like, well, yeah, but every time you step in a car, you might die just driving to the bank.
True.
But we just accept these things because it might not be a perfect option, but it is the best option. Like, cars are as safe as they can be, even if they're not 100% safe.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You know, and, like, ostensibly, you understand the nuance about a risk in a car. Why don't you express that same understanding of nuance for this vaccine?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
it's just new. That's
you want to die? Like, breathing machines suck pretty bad, man. Like, you know? So I'm like, to me, I'm like, okay, if everyone was looking at it very balanced and saying, man, it is fast, but you should probably still get it, and here's my reasoning why. Then, and if everyone was kind of leaning that, or it is fast, maybe wait till the third wing and then get it. That would also be a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
it's fast, so therefore it must be bad for us is the logic that I'm seeing. And that's why I'm like, man, no, fuck all that. Because I don't trust these motherfuckers any more than anyone else. I've proven that on this podcast. But like, I just am like, man, it's not even, it's just, bro.
Yeah, I know a few people who've taken the vaccine already. The one where it's like two phases, and I'm watching them closely.
Here's okay. I wasn't gonna bring this up, but like, what I say when I meant like, why does it take so long? Is like, look at the HPV vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it take so long to get that through? Because it directly counteracts what certain groups want, which is utter control of like women and men's sexuality and their bodily autonomy. But why does this get pushed through fast? Because companies are losing money.
Right.
No one's standing in the way of it. Yeah, like, that's true. Actively lobbying to prevent it from happening, right. Like most vaccines. And they got
the best scientists in the world on this one thing.
That's what I'm saying. But if there was a treatment, you better believe there'd be lobbies against this vaccine, you know? Like, if there was a fucking payment plan they could put you on for the rest of your life to treat this, they'd probably have a vested interest in keeping the vaccine from you.
That's true.
Not to say that they would be able to, because I don't think that they would be able to.
No.
But they would try. Because that's capitalism. Yeah, I mean, that's like, what it does.
It doesn't matter if they were able to. If they delayed it for 6 months, they've already done more damage than they should have had the opportunity to do so.
And like,
eat the rich.
AIDS. AIDS would have a vaccine by now, probably. Oh. Seriously, though, like, you know, so when I think of it, I think of that shit. And that's why I'm like, look, man, it just is what it is. We got to mandate it. We just have, as a society, it's like we've decided this already. We can't step back 100 years in our political discourse now because a new fucking virus came up and we've been dealing with this shit for hundreds of years. Like, since honestly, longer than that. How much you want to bet if you're a caveman and you have like, some fucking disease that they don't understand, but they know like, oh, he got it, and then his whole family died. How much you want to bet they're kicking you out the cave, bro? Like, it's just, we understand.
You had the cave before you fucking finished coughing, motherfucker.
Literally, bro, like, literally, like, this is not political, this is a human issue, and we understand it as humanity.
I just think, man, that's one of the worst things is when they politicize shit that's human rights, human issues, like,
bro.
Fuck this shit. All this shit is taking too long. Why is it all tied up in, like, they're not realizing how many people are hurting in this time that they're taking. You know what I mean? Like, it's
we gotta end this podcast because it's getting time for D&D.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Also, I'm literally getting dumber with hunger.
Good.
Stay that way.
Yeah.
I'm getting smarter.
I'll ask you the questions. So. Why?
Well, because you see, glucose is the main food for neurons in your brain, right? And if you don't have enough glucose in your system, you will literally get dumber.
So you're saying your brain's dependent on glucose?
Yeah.
Who do you have to go to for the glucose? Who controls the glucose?
My God.
Wendy's? No, just...
That's not the same room. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Remember to check out The Black Hilarity Show on YouTube. After it happens, we'll post some clips and stuff so you feel bad for missing it.
Yeah. For sure, man. It's going to be super fucking fun. I'm so excited to do this show.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've been putting in a lot of fucking work. So
come through. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So that's a podcast.
That's a podcast, man.
Thank you for listening. Peace.
Peace.